Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Platform. I'm here to give you the instant reaction from the Michigan State Mississippi State game. Michigan State getting the 69-51 victory over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Just some initial observations here. State looked a little bit tired right off the bat. I'm not gonna say for the full 40 minutes of the game here, but right off the bat, it looked like Mississippi State was a bit tired. You see that every year. There's always a team that plays well in their conference tournament, like Mississippi State did in Nashville last week. Even their loss to Auburn, they played well and exerted some energy. And they played the early tip this morning. It's kind of tough. You get, again, I mentioned it in some of the previews, the ceiling floors. Some of these teams get a little fat and happy, and they just don't come in with the same edge to that first round of the NCAA tournament that they need to have. That looks like in the first 10 minutes of the first half that probably happened. State started to settle in a little bit. So I'm like, it's the main reason why. But then Michigan State pushed their tempo the whole time, just tried to outrun Mississippi State. There were times Michigan State would get open threes on the corners, on the wings, or in the corner on the wings. And Mississippi State, it's a team that usually gets back defensively, but you have guys like Tyson Walker, A.J. Hogarth, and Johnson all shot extremely well. I mean, I was going to get to it in a minute, but Michigan State traditionally, I think, shoots around from previewing it about 35% from three for the season. They were shooting close to 43% in this one. They were shooting better than the norm from beyond the arc today, the Spartans, Tom Izzo and them. But Michigan State also, too, to be fair to Tom Izzo and them, they never really relinquished that initial run they went on. They were up 18-8, 28, can't remember it off the top of my head, but it was something like that. They never relinquished that. It was like Michigan State was only down like 6 at half, and it felt like they were lucky to be in that. It felt like Michigan State totally controlled the game from start to finish, even though if you peeked in, hey, we're checking some emails from work, or even put your away notice away in from work, if you were just distracted and you came back and looked at it, you're like, oh, Mississippi State only down 5-6. It never felt like that, though. It never felt like that. Michigan State, a lot of the reason, Michigan State shot extremely well from three. Also, looking at the stats here, I mean, Michigan State out-rebounded them 35-29 offensively. Michigan State surprisingly out-rebounded them on the offensive boards. That's a little shocking. You wouldn't have thought that. And then defensively, Michigan State out-rebounded 24-16. Michigan State didn't get a lot of second-chance opportunities in that basketball game. Just some other initial brief thoughts. Like I mentioned, the run. That really, I think Michigan State could always never get it under four, and that's where initially you got lost a little bit if you were Mississippi State. Where do the Bulldogs go from here? Hey, it's Chris Jans' second season, and it's his second time in the NCAA tournament. They lost a tough, close one in the play-in game last year. Finished the year strong. Again, played really well in Nashville down the stretch. I shouldn't say finished years. They had plenty of opportunities to punch their ticket before Nashville. Lost 4 or 5 straight. Lost the overtime one at home to South Carolina in the year. But did play – got the win against LSU and then played extremely well against Tennessee. And like I mentioned, even the loss to Auburn in the semifinals, thought played well. Didn't think they played bad today. Just looked like they had a little – maybe some heavy legs to start off and just could never overcome that. And you have a Spartan team shooting extremely well from three. Again, a team that shoots traditionally 35% from beyond the arc, shooting 45%. That just doesn't really happen. I mean, Tyson Walker did Tyson Walker things, 19 points, 7 from 12. Josh Hubbard, I mean, 15 points, 16 from 18. I mean, one thing Mississippi State did, and I'm being a little sarcastic here, that they did consistently is they were 5 for 10 from the free throw line, 50%. It's usually on point, 50 to 60% for Mississippi State. Looking at some players, some box score stuff here. I like to give you the thoughts more so than the box score, but I think for this initial reaction, it's worth it. I mean, you had from three here. Tyson Walker, 3 from 6 from beyond the arc there. Aikens, 3 for 8 as well. Hogard, 1 for 2. Just really, I mean, though, but points-wise for Mississippi State, I mean, outside of Hubbard, I mean, the next guy was Tolu Smith, who finished with 9, but had 4 turnovers.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And only three rebounds. I mean, that's where if I'm Mississippi State, I'm a little disappointed on the boards there. It's Tolu Smith. Kind of just, I know he had his injury early in the season in fall, but it just never felt like he really got going. He always looked like, and I get it, you're coming into conference play, you're trying to get that edge back, but you're also trying to get your conditioning back because you missed it the whole fall camp. So He always felt like he was trying to get his conditioning back, but against teams that would like to play a little up-paced tempo, like Alabama would run him out of the building. The game wasn't sharp, but it was close, but they wore him down late. That's what Michigan State tried to do today. They pushed the tempo with Tyson Walker and Akins and them. So I feel like if it's a team that plays with tempo, Tolu Smith struggles, man. You can outrun him, especially this year. And I think some of that may have to do with him not being there a lot with the ankle injury, the fall practices where you built in your conditioning, didn't have that. So that's interesting. But overall, Mississippi State, I'd give this year a solid B. I mean, you made the tournament again. He's two, Chris Jans, second year, 2 for 2 in making the tournament. You got to, at some point, you got to win the game, win a game. And I think some Mississippi State fans will want that at some point. But again, 2 for 2 in making the tournament his first 2 years. You got to give him some credit there. Not the performance Mississippi State fans wanted. And I'll be honest with you. I had Mississippi State winning this game until Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night. Yesterday, I switched it because you know what? I went with the formula. It always works for me. You don't bet against Tom Izzo in March, especially the NCAA tournament. And that's what happened. And that's what happened from that standpoint right there. But again, Michigan State in the 69, getting the 69-51 win. They'll get the winner of Howard, North Carolina here next. That wraps up the season, though, for Mississippi State. They finished 21-14. They were the 8th seed here in the West region. Again, phenomenal year for Chris Jans and them. They will have to probably build through the portal, but you know what? They do have a bucket getter that they can build the team around in Josh Hubbard. Phenomenal year. I thought him and Reed Shepard were the best two freshmen in the SEC this year. But, hey, Mississippi State fans, nothing to hang your hat on. Fantastic year. Just kind of ran into a team. I think it was a little fresher than you that had a lot more tournament experience. I think Mississippi State will be back, if not next year, the very next year, because you know what? They got a good foundation. Like I mentioned, Josh Hubbard, they got a fantastic basketball coach who in Chris Jans, who's been in the tournament his first 2 years at Mississippi State. But I wanted to give you that initial reaction coming at you right after Michigan State eliminating Mississippi State 69-51. We'll be coming at you again with all kinds of March Madness action. Again, SEC Unfiltered, all things SEC. 24/7, 365. You have a great one. We'll see you in a bit.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.